Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
On the record with White House correspondent April Ryan.
You are amazing.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so great that I have you. I'm happy. Do you know, let's go. First of all, guys, let me put my glasses on because I have to talk about this lady. I was told years ago that you were Dr. King's favorite singer. Now, that's what I was told.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. I didn't know that.
I was told you were Dr. King's favorite singer. Dionne Warwick of New Jersey. I'm in Maryland, and we do have a connection. We have a connection. Baltimore, we got a Baltimore connection. You know, you're a singer. You know, you acted. You are amazing. You have a bunch of songs. Never Fall in Love Again, Alfie. I'm going way back. I love the old song. Say a Little Prayer for You. Your catalog is just amazing. I'll Never Love That Way Again, Heartbreaker. Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Walk on by. I grew up on this stuff.
Okay.
You know, this was amazing. You know, what the world needs now is love. Let's talk about that. And that's why we are here. And I think about one of your friends, and we'll talk about that. That's what friends are for later. But one of your friends, Stevie Wonder, who happens to be a friend of mine, says we're missing love.
Oh, we ever. Yes,
we're missing love. And you have a song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. What are you doing? You're doing something right now with that song. Talk to us about that.
Well, basically, world has been used, it seems, on every of this type of thing that we're doing now. When I've done interviews, they start out with What the World Needs Now is Love. The World Needs Now is Love is a song that is well over 50 years old. And not only that, but it's a song that came directly from Hal David's heart when he wrote those words. This is something that he had to say, I guess, you know, and I feel that it's something that needs to definitely be said today. And I was taught, you know, my grandfather, who was a minister, always said that God is love. And that's what we're missing, honey. We're missing a lot of God right now.
Yeah, we're missing sanity. We're missing love. And we're just missing it all. I mean, you said this song is 50 years old. I grew up on this stuff. My parents, my late parents, Dionne Warwick all day long, you know, in the little Chevrolet, driving to and from. And I've listened to these kind of songs. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And you've got a new video out with it. You sitting there. Yes, I see it. And I've got it now. You're looking at the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. COVID.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's, you know, every now and then, it seems like every 10, 20 years, this one kind of tragedy or a disease that rears its ugly head and attaches itself to us until we all kind of calm down. You know, we all have to calm down, first of all, in order to get some sort of reverence as to what we're going to do about this particular disease.
Yeah, you said reverence, and that's something we don't have. Listen. You are amazing. Your music is timeless. And that song, I just saw someone, you got your friend Gladys Knight, the video. You got a lot, you got a montage of yesterday and today. And people are talking about they're crying right now. I see people saying they're in tears. You are someone who speaks your mind. What are your thoughts about this moment that we're in, particularly us as people of color?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have issues with COVID.
Yeah.
We have issues with this racial reckoning. We're at the forefront. What are your thoughts? What is your heart on this?
You know, I'm feeling as if we're back in the 60s when this was happening at that period of time as well. Uh-huh. I don't know what to say about it. I wish I did have a solution. We wouldn't have this problem, that's for sure. But it appears it's a problem that has been with us since the beginning. And although it kind of quieted down, and I remember vividly, we were going through this kind of same kind of situation when all of a sudden there was a series that came on TV called Roots.
Yes, and Al Taylor.
Did you not notice how everything calmed down at that point in time?
And that was when we only had three major networks. Remember that?
Right.
We didn't have cable. It mm-hmm. was a family event. That was a huge deal.
Yes, it was.
For one to have a mini series about us.
That's right. And not only that, what happened was that we were not the only ones watching that show.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, I found it quite amusing at times when I was walking, getting ready to go into a store, and somebody white would open the door for me. Let me get that door for you. Oh, can I carry that package for you? I mean, all of a sudden, people began to realize what it was that we as a people went through.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, now it's trying to understand what we are and who we are. You know, I have been procrastinating for many, many years, and I've really got to get down to it, of writing a Black history book.
Please do.
Yes, I've been procrastinating too long. I do that frequently, which I should not do. But I do have to get to that. You know, I think it's time that people really got to know who we are.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, our history, our basic history, is too rich for everybody not to know, including ourselves. We don't even know about us.
You're right about that.
You know, and it's simple. It really is. So now it's really time. And we're in a place at this point in time where I think people want to know. I really think that it's time that we, you know, it's something to give everybody that inspiration of straightening up your back and holding your head up and your shoulders back, you know, and going forward.
You know, we can't sit and let people write our history because, I mean, are you surprised of the things that you're hearing today? Because I'm like, what? When did that happen? What? Huh? I don't understand. I don't know half this stuff. And I think we have allowed people not to put us in history books. We've allowed people to gloss over slavery. Going back to roots.
Absolutely. You
know, we have, instead of talking about the atrocity, the true pain of it, people don't want to see it. But we have to tell the truth while we scream in reparations. We have to let them know we are the strongest to survive. We were not put on a ship with a picnic basket and saw Lady Liberty.
That's right.
No, and we didn't skip through the field to the master's house.
True that.
Dionne Warwick said, true that, y'all. Dionne Warwick.
And I mean that.
Oh my, it's, you know, and it just, I don't know. And that leads me to voting. We're talking about love. And I guess the love of us is forcing us to go to the polls.
Absolutely.
Did you vote early already?
No, I haven't. I'm going to the polls to vote.
On November 3rd?
I sure am. I'm going to my voting place. And I'm going to dot those little dots and pull that lever myself. I'm going to make sure my vote counts.
Okay, so I'm going to use this in my news. Dionne Warwick is going on November 3rd to vote. Why are you deciding to go on November 3rd versus early voting?
And I want everybody to know that I'm going to vote. And I want them to see me vote.
Well,
absolutely.
So, like Stevie Wonder, we got to put bubble wrap around you, okay? And I want to put bubble wrap in a hazmat suit and a mask and some gloves on you when you go. We're going to pack you a lunch, breakfast, and dinner and give you a chair because it's going to be something.
It's not going to be any worse than me going to the grocery store and I do that. You know, come on. I have no fear of catching anything because I've not been anywhere. And I've been around people who unfortunately may have contracted this ungodly disease. And I take care of myself. I really do. Mm. So I know how to take care of Dion. I really do.
Well, we want to take care of you too. So, I mean, and that's interesting because we hear so many people talking about early voting. You're one of the first people I hear who's, I'm going to the polls on November 3rd. And that's good to hear.
I am going.
So are you that person who grew up and it was an event? Because my parents made it an event when we went to the polls. Is that one of the reasons why you're going? Because it was an event in your family and you were there when people were, the crossover, when the right to vote happened?
You know, it's something that I feel I'm obliged to do. You know, my voice counts. And I want everybody to know that. And I feel, you know, we just had an incident where they found mail in a dumpster. Yeah. They were sending out the voting packages. Found them in a dumpster. They just arrested the postal worker that did it. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's so stupid. It's so silly. You know, and I understand people not wanting to be in a crowded situation. I'm going to sit in my car and watch people go in and out of the poll. And when I feel that it's time that I can get out of my car and go in there, I will. And if you're going to go out, put that mask on your face. Do that. I want you to vote, stay safe, and know that I love y'all. I do.
With this week's On the Record, I'm AURN White House correspondent April Ryan. Don't forget to subscribe to On the Record on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. If you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review.
On the Record, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.